Krishna Book, Canto 22, the Maushala Leela, Chapter 94, Scene 2, Uddhava Gita, Part 2. Sri Shukadeva Goswami then said, O King Parikshit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, thus instructed his pure devotee Uddhava, who was eager to receive knowledge from the Lord. Uddhava then offered obeisances to the Lord and questioned Krishna. Thus being questioned by the most affectionate Uddhava, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Controller of all controllers, who takes the entire universe as his plaything and assumes three forms as Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva, began to reply, lovingly displaying his all-attractive smile. Yes, my dear Uddhava, I shall describe to you the principles of devotion to me, which, by executing, a mortal human being will conquer unconquerable death. Always remembering me, one should perform all one's duties for me without becoming impetuous, without becoming hasty, without lack of thought or deliberation. With mind and intelligence offered to me, one should fix his or her mind in attraction to my devotional service. One should take shelter of holy places where my saintly devotees reside, and one should be guided by the exemplary activities of my devotees who appear among demigods, demons, and human beings. Either alone or in public gatherings, with singing, dancing, and other exhibitions of royal opulence, one should arrange to celebrate those holy days, ceremonies, and festivals which are set aside especially for my worship. And with a pure heart, one should see me, the Supreme Soul, within all beings, and also within oneself. One should see me as being unblemished by anything material, and also present everywhere, externally and internally, just like the omnipresent sky. O brilliant Uddhava, one who thus views all living entities with this idea that I am present within each of them, and who, by taking shelter of this divine knowledge, offers due respect to everyone, is actually considered wise. Such a man sees equally the Brahmana and the outcast, the thief and the charitable promoter of Brahminical culture, the sun and the tiny sparks of fire, the gentle and the cruel. For such a person who constantly meditates upon my presence within all persons, the bad tendencies of rivalry, envy, and abusiveness, along with false ego, are very quickly destroyed. Disregarding the ridicule of one's companions, one should give up the bodily conception of life, as well as its accompanying embarrassment. One should offer obeisances, falling flat upon the ground like a rod, before everyone, even the dogs, outcasts, cows, and asses. Until one has fully developed the ability to see me within all living beings, one must continue to worship me by this process with the activities of one's speech, mind, and body. For by such transcendental knowledge of the all-pervading personality of Godhead, one is able to see the absolute truth everywhere. Thus freed from all doubts, one gives up fruitive activities. Indeed, I consider this process, using one's mind, words, and bodily functions for realizing me within all living beings, to be the best possible method of spiritual enlightenment. My dear Uddhava, because I have personally established it, this process of devotional service unto me is transcendental and free from any material motivation. Certainly, the devotee never suffers even the slightest loss by adopting my process. O Uddhava, greatest of saints, in a dangerous situation, an ordinary person cries, becomes fearful, and laments, although such useless emotions do not change the situation. But activities offered to me without personal motivation, even if they are externally useless, amount to the actual process of religion. This process is the supreme intelligence of the intelligent and the cleverness of the most clever. For by following my path, one can, in this very life, make use of the temporary and unreal in order to achieve me, for I am the eternal reality. O Uddhava, I have thus related to you, both in brief and in detail, a complete survey of the science of the Absolute Truth. This science is very difficult to comprehend even for the demigods. I have repeatedly spoken this knowledge to you with clear reasoning, so anyone who properly understands it will become free from all doubts and attain liberation. Anyone who fixes his or her attention on these clear answers to your questions will attain to the eternal confidential goal of the Vedas, which is the supreme absolute truth. And one who liberally disseminates this knowledge among my devotees is the bestower of the absolute truth. And to such a person, I give my very own self. One who loudly recites this supreme knowledge, which is the most lucid and purifying, becomes purified day after day, for such a person reveals me to others with the lamp of transcendental knowledge. And anyone who regularly listens to this knowledge with faith and attention, all the while engaging in my pure devotional service, will never become bound by the reactions of material work. My dear friend Uddhava, have you now completely understood this transcendental knowledge? Are the confusion and lamentation which arose in your mind now dispelled? You should not share this instruction with anyone who is hypocritical, atheistic, or dishonest, or with anyone who will not listen faithfully, who is not a devotee, and who is simply not humble. This knowledge should be taught to one who is free from these bad qualities, who is dedicated to the welfare of the Brahmanas, and who is kind, saintly, and pure. But if common workers and women are found to have devotion for the Supreme Lord, then they are also to be accepted as qualified hearers. For when an inquisitive person comes to understand this knowledge, he or she has nothing further to know. After all, one who has drunk the most palatable nectar cannot remain thirsty. Through analytic knowledge, ritualistic work, mystic yoga, mundane business, and political rule, people seek to advance in religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. But because you are my devotee, whatever men can accomplish in these multivarious ways, you will very easily find within me. A person who gives up all fruitive activities and offers him or herself entirely unto me, eagerly desiring to render service unto me, that person achieves liberation from birth and death and is promoted to the status of sharing my own opulences.